My name is Dan. Welcome to the Passive Income Doctor podcast.
Just a reminder, this podcast is for entertainment purposes. Nothing here is financial advice. Please speak to your trusted professional advisors. Views expressed by podcast participants are solely their own.
Welcome to another episode. Today, we're going to be talking about ETFs and index funds. I will start this episode by saying that this is definitely not financial advice. We're going to be talking about some general information. Please speak to your licensed financial advisor to see what is best for your unique circumstances. So let's start with some definitions about index funds and ETFs. So index fund is a portfolio of stocks or bonds designed to mimic the performance of a financial market index. For example, in Australia, it could be ASX 200, so the top 200 companies by market value, or in America, the S&P 500. And there's, you know, different ones in the major countries around the world as well. For an ETF, that is an exchange-traded fund. This is a fund that seeks to replicate and track the benchmark index. It is a basket of securities that you can trade on an exchange, similar to a stock on a share market. So index funds have been around longer than ETFs. You know, the father of the index fund is John Bogle, who was the founder of Vanguard Group. And I'm sure you would have heard of Vanguard. That's very popular choice for index funds. I guess the philosophy behind index fund is that you're just trying to track the market and its growth rather than, active funds, mutual funds, managed funds, which, you know, try and, I guess, stock pick and try and beat the index. Comparing the management fees, it can vary drastically. Index investing, it could be as low as, 0.1, or I think there's some cases where it's lower than that, kind of 0.1 to 0.2%. However, if you're talking about active funds, managed funds, it can be higher than that, kind of even up to 1%. So I guess if you compare 0.1 and 1%, that's 10 times the management fees. If you can pick a really great active fund and they can, outperform and make you a lot of money, then I guess you could justify the management fee. But a lot of the times the management fee is charged on your total investment, so whether it outperforms or not, you still charged it. So I guess that's where the proponents of passive investing talk about the benefits of index investing. And definitely, fees is one thing that you know for certain at the start, and fees can eat into your asset base and into your investment returns. And over the long term, this can compound to a large amount. So we'll explore some of the differences between index fund and ETF. So first, ETF was created in the 1990s, came much later than index fund. ETF, the price changes a few times during the day, such as a share. However, index fund, it's just a set price, it doesn't fluctuate throughout the day. I guess it's similar to kind of managed or mutual funds in that regard. It's less liquid. Index funds usually have a minimum investment amount. I think historically it was even as high as $25,000, but I think now $5,000 or $10,000. But I guess, as a beginner investor may not have that amount of money. ETF doesn't. You could buy $100 into an ETF, once a week or even more frequently if you wanted to. However, please note that if you were going to buy ETFs, for example, every week or a few times a week, each time you purchase, you are paying a brokerage fees. So I guess you should do the maths to work out whether index, a lump sum weighting and the investing then versus kind of regular investing in ETF, but then having to pay brokerage, you would have to do the maths or talk to your financial advisor to work out which one's better for you. So we've touched on the advantage over managed funds in terms of index investing. And indeed, a majority of managed funds fail to beat the benchmark or the index. For instance, during the 5 years till December 31st, 2022, approximately 87% of large cap US funds generated a return less than that of the S&P 500 index, according to the SPIVA scorecard data from the S&P Dow Jones indexes. So I guess this just is an example, and there's kind of different statistics which kind of show this point about how often the active investors and the managed funds don't beat the index fund. So what you should consider when deciding between ETF or index fund, as we said, you have to do the maths to work out which one's better for you. The index funds, you don't have the brokerage fees. However, there is a buy and sell spread. So, you know, if you buy in and sell out, you know, there will be a spread because the company has to make money and also to perform the admin tasks, I guess, of people joining and leaving the fund. I think the important thing to note is that, you know, if you are going down the investing route, you know, you want to get invested and you want to have the habit set up. You know, if regular saving, you know, via ETFs is the way that suits you, then by all means, you should do that. You know, I guess the important thing I want to get across is that, you know, doctors and high income professionals often, you know, have relatively good incomes, but then have high spending habits, you know, not much savings to be left over. You need to have that savings kind of surplus income to be able to then invest, turning your active income into passive income, which is what we're about on Passive Income Doctor. So finally, what are my thoughts on index funds and ETFs? Myself, at the moment, I'm more into property, but I do see the benefits of index funds and ETFs. You know, it's a way you can regularly invest. It's more liquid when if you're comparing it to property. And yeah, I think it is something that anyone can consider in as part of a balanced portfolio. You know, you don't have to just choose one asset class like property or shares. You know, you can do both. And, you know, you could do, you know, allocate a small amount to active investing and then also some money into an ETF, for example. So I hope you found today as a kind of brief overview or refresher onto index funds and ETFs and the philosophy behind index investing. Thanks for listening to today's show. Please take a moment now to hit the subscribe button and share the podcast, because this will help others benefit also. So until next time, keep taking steps to improve your financial health.